to introduce you, Mr. Elias Gobert. He's a degree in environmental sciences and a master in urban planning. And currently, he is working in global sustainability. They offer solutions to respond to needs in different areas, social responsibility and sustainable development, efficient energy use, urban and regional sustainability, communication, education for sustainability, climate change, and sustainability management, etc. And he's responsible for environmental sustainability projects and also for sustainable tourism projects. And I appreciate very much your talk, and thank you very much for coming here to share your knowledge with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carolina. Thank you, all of you. First of all, I have a bit new for you, because this is a challenge for me, because it's my first English class. So I will try to do it the better. So excuse me for any inconvenience in my English. I will try to do it as good as I could. As Carolina said, we are going to talk today about, well, as the previous classes, about sustainable tourism, and especially about, I want to talk about two kinds of certifications. One voluntary certification called BioServe Responsible Tourism, that is the first one that have been approved by the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, and then about another group of sustainability certifications, not specific for tourism, for that are addressed to building, to the building sector, and about sustainable building. That's why they cover two different areas: one more addressed to management and quality, and the other one more to the infrastructure of the touristic establishment. I'm from Mallorca, so I live in the tourism. I haven't studied any tourist management master like you, but I have been growing all my when I was young, when I was a child, in Mallorca, sadly in Playa de Palma, in Serenal. I don't know if you know this place, and it's one of the main mass destination in Europe. So when I talk about responsible tourism, I can imagine exactly what I mean in this case. I have lived the conflict between some models of tourism and the people who live there, or some models of development and building and the land or where they are settled. So that's what I'm going to talk today. First of all, to have a frame, an introduction frame, about why certification and why we are going to talk to be a fair responsible tourism, and why is responsible tourism and not sustainable tourism. I want you to understand this at the end of this class. First of all, you know, probably you have told before, that there is an interest about sustainability in the clients of the tourist sector. Of course, when you ask to someone if he preferred to go to a sustainable hotel or to a sustainable destination, of course, everyone will say yes, of course. Yes. If I ask you, what do you prefer? A company that taking care of social values, or another one who don't take care about this, of course, all of you will take the first option. So this is probably not the right question. But if I ask you, do you prefer to go to a hotel, to a sustainable hotel, that is a little bit more expensive than another one that is not sustainable, then here the answer will change. But anyway, all the studies, all the surveys are showing that there is a growing interest for a sustainable offer. And also there is a growing knowledge in the society that tourism is not a clean industry. And we have to be conscient about this. In fact, the transport linked to tourism is one of the main impacts to the climate change, for example. And the impacts of the tourism are not just local, are global. So the main industries of the main companies of the tourism industry are starting to move in this direction. But who are the people who care about sustainability in tourism? In this graphic, you can see that most of the people are the ones, this will be the one that the feel good factors. So they go to sustainable destination or to a sustainable hotel to feel good, not because they are the ethical seekers or the radical, sorry. It's because they want to feel good. And then there is a few people that they don't care about this. So there is a huge niche of demand that is going to grow in this area. But we need to know how to explain this. We need to know how to explain that we are not ecologist radicals, that what we want is to make people have better experience, more real experience, to have a better vacations. We don't want to make things difficult for them when they are on holidays. So which are the barriers to go forward in this direction? First of all, for the moment, it's not a priority for the industry, but we will see that this is changing. And there is the wrong perception that sustainability is more expensive than the business as usual. And on the other hand, there is a lack of offer. And this is where we are going to talk to when we are going to talk about certification, because there is no offer, or we cannot identify this offer. We are going to talk about this later. But also there are some other things that make interesting to go for a sustainable strategy in a business model for the tourism sector. Of course, we will have a lot of environmental and green benefits, but also we will have a lot of economical benefits, starting for energy consumption, very high opportunities of efficiency and reduction of the spend. The energy budget is the most important spend in a hotel, so that's why it is so important. The water, it's the second most important spend in a hotel, but also we can have other benefits. For example, it's known that sustainable buildings have an increasing value in the market. All the big retail and property management companies are starting to evaluate the sustainability and energy efficiency and the sustainable building certification of their properties and their investments before to go forward with these investments. But also there is another component, that is that the comfort, the well-being, and the satisfaction of the clients, because they have a better indoor quality environment, they have better temperature inside the building. And in the other hand, they feel better. All of us, we feel better if we stay in a place where we know that they care about the people who are working there, they care about the energy, about the waste that we are generating, and we don't need to be worried about that. But how to identify a sustainable hotel? or a sustainable destination, or a sustainable museum, or a sustainable park. This is when the certifications come into the playground. I don't know if you have been talking about this before, so I don't spend a lot of time with this, but we can distinguish between two kinds of certifications. The certifications like the ISO that are based on processes and registers, and the certifications that are based on performance and results, like awards, for example. And there are a mixed model that is probably the most interesting because it doesn't generate an excess of documentation like the ISO. It's not based on document registers process, and it's based on action plans and requirements. And how we can be sure that the certification that a certification is reliable? This is through the accreditation of the or the recognition of the certification body. So here we have, for in your hand, the certification, and in the other hand, the entity that accreditate that certification is reliable, that it's serious, and that is designed, applied with transparency and with technical knowledge. Certification, as I was telling before, can be applied to almost any kind of tourist product and destination. We can apply to mass tourism, to ecotourism, to rural tourism, to a beach, to a city, to a region, to a valley, to big or small hotels, big or small companies, to an adventure park, to a zoo or an animal park, a car rental company. There are certifications for almost any tourism product. But what are the things in common of all these certifications? First of all, is that they're voluntary, so a certification is not a legal requirement, because this is the base that everyone has to follow. Have defined standards, the rules are clear for everyone, and are public or can be revised in any moment. These criteria are updated as often as they need. Are recognized, so there is someone behind this certification that says which are the criteria and make responsible of this criteria. And of course they have to be transparent and objective and not have to be a present, or it's not just about paying and pay for agreeing of a company. There are obvious benefits of these certifications. Of course, there are the benefits for the certified company. They reduce their cost of operation, they reduce their energy consumption, they reduce some taxes in some cases. They increase their reputation, their marketing strategy can be improved, and also for the consumers, because they can have a better service, they have information that is clear about what they are buying or where are they going. But also for the government, because the governments can promote some kind of business model and make easier for those who want to improve their operating model to make it better, and of course have a market advantage with the competence. So they can operate with more benefits in a competitive market. And for the environment, this is obviously where talking about sustainable certification, but also, and this is something that very often we are not conscious about this, for the local communities. Because when we are talking about sustainable tourism, we have to change this word and probably talk more often about responsible tourism, because we will see that the social sphere of the sustainability concept is as important or more than the environmental sphere when we are talking about tourism. So here is when we start talking about Global Sustainable Tourist Council. I don't know if we have been talking about this organism before. This organism, it's linked to the World Tourism Organization, and it's participated by the bigger companies, tour operators, and NGOs of the sector, who decided to join their forces to solve the problem. That it's to put some order in this area of the tourist certification. Why? I want to show, probably we'll go a little bit forward for this. Because almost there are 100, some ones that say that 200 different tourist certifications in the market actually. More are bigger, more are little. Some of them are regional, other ones are international, other ones are national. Some are only for destinations, some are only for hotels, some are like are based on processes, some are based on requirements, etc. So how to understand this, how to put order on this, and of course the tour operator, for example, they say, okay, TUI decided to, in its sustainability strategy, to promote or to have 1,000 hotels, sustainable hotels in the market for 2017, I think. But they say, okay, which of those certifications can I trust? Which are the best or the better? Which are the more serious or the more complex? So that's why they decided to create the Global Sustainable Tourist Council. So the Global Sustainable Tourist Council, it's like the organism in charge to put order in all these certifications. If you want, anyway, you can go and visit the website, and we'll go here again. They use this logo, Travel Forever, that is like the mother of all the certifications. So if you go here, you can find some information. We will come here later. So the Global Sustainable Tourist Council wants to solve some problems. First of all, that there is no common understanding of what Sustainable Tourist Council. That's why the Global Sustainable Tourist Council created or elaborated what is called the Global Sustainable Tourist Criteria, that are like 30 or 37 criteria that define what's sustainable tourism. And here they use the word sustainable tourism, but they are talking also about environment, but a lot about social and economy and social and local communities. You will see that this is something very important. The other problem is that there is no recognition of all of those standards that I showed you. So they are the only international organization that can recognize or give some reliability to all the certifications, basing on the global criteria that they define. The certification also is unknown for the demand and has no credibility. So this is one of the other works that they are doing. They are giving credibility and defining procedures to improve the quality and the recognition of all these certifications. And there is a critical a lack of consumers or demand of these certifications. So they are doing promotion, education, conference, forums, etc. for promoting all these certifications in the market. If you want to know more information about all of these certifications, in this place, destinet.eu, you will find information for all of them with the detail, countries of where they are operating, if they are according to Global Sustainable Tourist Council, etc. And here I want to talk about two components of all these certifications. I don't know which one is more important, but it's something that is that we have to take in to take care when we decide to go for a certification or another. Here you have some of the most important certifications, and in this axis, you see what they call process. It's the strengthness of this certification. If they criteria are serious, if they are transparent, if they are strict on the process to give these certifications. And in this axis, you have the marketing component that shows us if it's a well-known certification or not well-known internationally. So, for example, we see that Travel Life is well positioned in the axis of marketing, but it's not very well positioned in the process axis. Travel Life, it's the certification that the tour operators have created to make easy to all their providers to have some sustainable certification. It's free and it's easy to get it. It's very basic, so but they have the support of all the big tour operators. That's why they are promoting it a lot, but it's not considered very, very serious. On the other hand, we have Biosphere that we will see later, or Green Cape. Biosphere is the first case that it's not well known. They are starting, but it's considered one of the most serious and the more transparent and respectable standard at this moment. And in the middle area, we have other like EarthCheck or Green Globe. And Green Globe probably will start going down in the following years, and EarthCheck has had a very quick growth in the last years. So these two components that we have to take in care of in any case and evaluate which is most important for us in regarding to our strategy. So going back to the criteria, as I was telling you, these global sustainable tourist criteria are based in four spheres. Of course, we have environment, but we also have the cultural, where it's very important the respect for the place where you are developing your tourism activity, for the communities, for the workers, etc. The socio-economical is very have a lot of relation with this area, because of course the business have to be profitable. But also, all the benefits don't have to go to the company if it's a foreign company. Some of the economical development have to be for the local, for the place where you are developing your activity. You are not you are there because there is a destination, or you are there because there is some tourism attraction. So you have to give something back to this place, with allowing your activity. And finally, there is also the sustainable management area. In the tourist sector, for you know better than me, then the quality of the service, the satisfaction of the client, it's something basic of all the any tourism activity. So the criteria also taking care of disaster. So what's doing the Global Sustainable Tourism Council? And we are now arriving to the Biosphere Responsible Tourism. What they do to define different levels of recognition to all these levels, certifications, standards, etc. We have any certification standard, and the first level is to be recognized. Recognized means that you have sent your standard to the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, and they have evaluated it, and they decided that it's the, your standard. Your standard, if you are a certification body, no, if you are a certified company, that the standard that you are promoting is according or is in line with the Global Sustainable Tourism criteria. So they say, okay, this is according with our criteria, and we recognize this certification this way. The next level is to be approved. When a certification becomes approved for the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, that means that they are aligned with the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, but also the certification body has requirements of transparency and technical competence that are accepted by the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. Only in this situation, the Global Sustainable Tourism Council allows the standard to use the Travel Forever logo. It's the only case where they can do this. And there is a third level, that is the accreditation. The accreditation is specific for certification bodies. So here we are talking about the certification, and here is specifically the certification body, the one who is recognized by the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. At this moment, this process is only set up for hotels and tour operators, and just this month or last month started the process to recognize and approve certifications for destinations. The Global Sustainable Tourism Council has been working in the last month in the early adopters program that they called, where they have been working with some leading destinations all around the world and working on defining a global sustainable tourism criteria for destinations. Last year, the only ones that they have were for tour operators and hotels. Well, this is the same that I have explained. There's nothing different here. And so which are the certifications that are recognized by the GSTC? Here you have some, probably you will know some of them for your from your country, and but you can find all of them here in the website, in the Global Sustainable Tourism. Here you have the recognized standards, which are these from Austria, Biosphere, I think it was from Chile or Costa Rica, Architect that is international, national from Malta. Well, we have like 20 or something like this, different standards that they are aligned, that means that they are aligned with the Global Sustainable Tourism Criteria. The only one that well, here we have some of the main that I wanted to talk about them. I don't know if you were comparing it, some of them in the last classes. But for example, EarthCheck, that in fact it's like an spin-off from Green Globe, but it's growing. It has the going farther than the Green Globe, and at this moment there are more than 1,000 certified entities in 84 countries in hotels, attractions, restaurants, and car rentals. They are from Australia, I think, but they have implanted in all around the world. They have especially recognition in Oceania and Asia, and also in now in they are going to Mexico and South America. Travel Life, I told you, is the one promoted by the big tour operators, and it's operating in 36 countries. It's very easy to take it. They started a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So, at this moment, they have already 335 entities. Green Key, that it's operating in. Well, there are two Green Keys. There is one from USA, and the other one is from it's in a European certification with a big implementation in Poland and Denmark, etc. Well, you see that at this moment there are a lot of certified entities. Here there are not only hotels. You see all the different kinds of products and business that can be certified, and but it's estimated that from the 500,000 hotels that there are all around the world, if we talk only about hotels, just 1% is certified by any of those 100 levels that we were talking before. But it is expected that we are going to see now a big growing of this business or this aspect. Going back to the Global Sustainable Tourist Council, at this moment the only certifying that it's approved, that means that can use the Travel Forever certification, but that the certification body it's also recognized by the Global Sustainable Tourist Council, it's the Biosphere Responsible Tourist that we are going to see at this moment. So why companies or certifications are going to Global Sustainable Tourist Council? First of all, because it's the only international organism that can do that, or it's recognized to do that at this moment. So it's the one who can ensure that they are technically competent, that they are transparent, and they are impartial. So at the end of this, what all certifications want is to go to market with seriousness and to be recognized and respect for the industry, because in fact it's what everyone expects in the sector, is that in a few years they only will be 5 or 4 big tourism certifications worldwide. All the rest will be or will disappear or will be subsidiaries of one of these 5 big certification programs that we already don't know who are going to be. So that's why everybody is moving fast to be in this place. And there is something very important that it's accelerating this, that at the end of all this story, everyone have to go, or almost everyone have to go through the 4 big. Amadeus, Sabre, Galileo, that are the global distributor systems. And what happens here? That Sabre and Amadeus are compromised to only recognize the GSTC approved certifications by 2015. That's very important. That means that if you want to be in the marketing as a sustainable destination, a sustainable hotel, a sustainable attraction, these global distributors only will recognize you if you have one of these certifications, not any one of those 100 that we have seen. Only the ones who have been approved by the Global Sustainable Tourist Council. Approved, but it's not recognized. So this is a game changer. So this is very important, and yet that's why the industry is moving fast, as we are going to see now. So at this moment, the Global Sustainable Tourist is the only one who recognized, and also other great stakeholders like TUI again, or Royal Caribbean, or Travelocity are starting to recognize also only this Global Sustainable Tourist Council approved certification. Other things that are happening. At this moment, Travelocity, that is from the Sabre Group, has created, for example, the Green Hotel Directory. You can see it at their website, where they offer specifically hotels that are certified by this recognized Global Sustainable Tourist Council standards. And they even offer savings for this if you choose one of these hotels. And also there's something that we don't have to misconsider, that is the role of TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor is also a game changer in this business, and they started to play in the league of sustainability. They have created the Green Leaders program. At this moment, it's only working on USA, but in a few months we will start operating in Europe. And when it will start, you could choose the hotels, not only for price, if it's for family, for a romantic weekend, but also if they are green or sustainable. And we will find them in their website. Just in the first month in USA, more than 100 hotels were already recognized by TripAdvisor because they applied to be recognized to the Green Leaders program. So these are some examples of what's happening in the market at this moment. And now, before I start talking specifically about the Bioservice Council Tourism Standard, I want to make a stop to talk about the difference about sustainable tourism and responsible tourism, because for me it's important, as we have been talking before. And to have a little humor, here you can see an eco-resort that is supposed to be the most sustainable place in this place, in the coast, and where it is show, and two people very happy with the show at the hotel. Wow, that local dance team is fabulous. Well, but they are animatronic, they are robots, but where are the locals? They are cleaning your rooms. This is an example of difference about sustainable tourism and responsible tourism. Probably this is a sustainable hotel, they are made with sustainable materials, maybe is efficient or not, but they use a lot, they are in a natural park, probably, but they are not responsible, probably, because they don't care about the people of the place where they are developing their activity. What is responsible tourism? Responsible tourism, I like these two sentences or two definitions. Responsible tourism is about make better places for people to live in, and better places for people to visit in. And in this order, the first is the people who live in. Only if we respect the people where we are going, we can visit it in a responsible manner. Or in another, or said in another way, responsible tourism is about taking responsibility for achieving sustainable development through tourism. That means that our target is not to make tourism sustainable itself. We want to use tourism to help to develop a sustainable model of economical and social growing. And this is an important difference, because the frame of action and the frame of thinking change very much. In TUI, I think they use this graphic to explain what they understand as a sustainable business model. In fact, this comes from an exercise from the Foundation for a Better Future, that is the foundation from the UK, that defined the sustainable business model. We can change it for a sustainable tourist business model as a business model that within the environmental limits achieves commercial value, delivering social value. So we see here these three areas. It's not the typical graphic of spheres for the sustainable tourism, but it's this applies to a business model and explains very well where we are going and how to identify a responsible tourist certification. Even the APTA, the British Tour Operators Association, when they talk about sustainable tourism, you can see that they don't talk about energy, water, waste, that it's the typical and traditional word that we're used to listen. They talk about rewarding job, responsibility, infinite work, confident customers, quality products, successful business, recognition. This is what they understand for a responsible tourism. So the horizon is wider than we were imagining at this moment. And in this frame is where we find the Biosphere Responsible Tourism. That tries to, it's one of those certifications that we have been talking, and we are going to use it as an example to see how they face these aspects. Biosphere Responsible Tourism is a certification system promoted by an institution called Instituto de Turismo Responsable, that's have their headquarters in the Canary Islands, but it's a Spanish organization, no, NGO, or linked to the UNESCO and the World Tourism Organization, and the Global Sustainable Tourist Council are one of the founder members. And the Instituto de Turismo Responsable, or the Responsible Tourism Institute, developed the Biosphere Responsible Tourism as a system to recognize and allow the companies, and at the beginning was specific for hotels, to make their easy to develop a strategy of responsible tourism. In the 90s, worse was when they started to develop this system that a few years ago started to operate with this commercial brand, Biosphere Responsible Tourism. But from the beginning, as they work with the UNESCO in the forums promoted by the United Nations, they are talking about environmental, cultural, and social variables of development. In this specific case, the principal components of the certification are, first of all, the importance of have a responsible tourism policy. It's not just about to develop requirements and to have to make points. It's like a compromise of the organization and the board of the business to work for responsible tourism and to base the business model taking care of all these aspects. And also, they talk, of course, about conservation, and they of course talk about environment, but also about conservation and enhancement of the cultural heritage and economical and social development of the local destination or the places where they are, and also about customer satisfaction and involvement. That is very interesting because they face the global the global aspects of the touristic business model. They don't work only with the environmental. They take care about the satisfaction of the clients. They take care about the cultural and social aspects. So they are in relation with the place where they settle, etc. And what do you have to do, for example, if you want to go for this certification? It's a little bit different from, for example, an ISO certification. It's relatively easy and even cheap, because they work with not with processes, papers, registers, etc. They work with action plans and compromises and requirements. So that's why they start, first of all, with the diagnosis of sustainability of your situation. Then we will see that it's applicable almost for any case of destinations or tourist companies. And basing on this diagnosis of sustainability, you have to define your policy, that is, there is a standard, but you have to adapt it to your reality. And then you have the action plan. That the action plan, of course, there are a lot of requirements based on the global sustainable tourist criteria to take this certification. But the important thing is that you have a plan, a three-year plan. And when you identify, okay, all these requirements, I'm completing them at this moment. But in 3 years, I want also to do all these things. And you have to show that you are advanced in this action plan when you go for the annual revision. Then it's important that they also consider the training and education plan. Training for the workers and education for the workers, for the clients, and for the community. You need to have a strategy about this. And this is something very common in all the certification. Of course, you have to be okay with all the legal requirements, because this is the basis that everyone have to fit. Once you have all these strategies, you have to pass a certification audit, and maybe you will pass or you won't pass. If you won't pass, you have to correct all the deviations and pass when you report. But then, if you have the certification, it's relatively easy. You only have to go following your action plan and show in the annual revision that you are respecting your action plan and what you said that you were going to apply. Something that it's important to know is that some certifications don't make impossible to have other certifications. In this case, for example, BSF Responsible Tourism, as it's a global certification that faces all the business model, it's compatible with an ISO 9000 or 3000, or even with an EMAS or a business or a sustainable building certification, because Biosphere Responsible Tourists is working in all the models, not in a specific subject, and that also means that in some considerations it's more general. Of course, the ISO 50,000, that is the one for energy management, energy efficiency management, it's more specific for this subject. It has a lot of requirements, a lot of processes, a lot of registers regarding to energy. But also Biosphere have requirements for energy. And what you can certify, for example, for Biosphere. Biosphere wants to make able to all the components of the tourist offer to be certified and to be linked between them. So we can distinguish between two main areas. For destinations are companies or establishments. For destinations, more or less, it's the two first are more or less the same. Your first destination and world class destination. World class destination is for the leading tourist destination in the world, mainly cities, big urban cities or big holiday destinations. And the biosphere destination is for the rest of the of any tourist destination, like a small valley in the mountains, or a small town in a rural area. And world class destination is for example Barcelona in this area, or an island of the Canary Islands could be in this certification. The biosphere starlight is an, a very specific case. In fact, starlight is an, another, not a certification, it's a standard. That it's very interesting because it's to recognize those places who protect the night sky. What that that means that if you probably you have heard that actually in this moment it's almost impossible to see the stars from the city because there is an exit of light in the city and you have to go to the mountain to see the stars. So there is another organization also linked to the UNESCO and the United Nations that are protecting those places where you can see you already can see the stars, and they have a specific program for this area. This seems that it's something not important, but it's very interesting because if you are going to see the stars, you have to stay there at night, so you have to contract a hotel, and probably you will stay, you will arrive with light, so you will stay almost the afternoon before, and probably the morning after. So it's an interesting strategy to promote some destination. And then we have the companies and establishments certification standard, where there are the hotel and hotel company certification that are probably the most important and interesting, but also they have for rural houses, camping, events. It's more for the venues or the places where the event take place, not for the event itself. For park, attraction parks or amusement parks, sorry, and animal embassies for zoos, aquariums, etc. Golf, discover, it's for adventure activities, routes, interpretation equipment, and then mobility, it's addressed especially to car rental or tourist transport like buses or and coaches, etc., and restaurant. There are not many differences in the detail of these certifications. Of course, there are more differences from this to here, but here there are not very a lot of differences. And all of them take care of this of those five aspects: environmental, cultural, social, and quality of service. I want to talk about the two or three that I think that are most important very shortly about biosphere certification for destinations. What biosphere, what's considered a certifiable destination? So it's those, well, it has to be, it needs to be, in this case, a territory of tourist interest, of course. But the one who has to apply to this certification is the tourist promotion body of this destination. I mean, if there is a, in some case it could be a government, a local government or a regional government. In other cases, will be the tourist promotion board of the destination, but has to be the competent authority to be to promote this certification. And this actually, there are different destinations certified with this standard. Probably the most important is the city of Barcelona, now Gijón here in Spain, and also the Eastern Island in Chile are going for this certification. And in the Pyrenees, the Val d'Aran, I don't know if you know, they are also applying at this moment for this certification. for hotels and hotel companies, certifiable hotel company will be one that adopts sustainability policies based on the five aspects that we were talking before: towards the destination, respect towards the destination in which it's located, and use its resources without degrading them, have positive impact in the local economies, and give value to the cultural reality and heritage of the place where they are placed. For hotels will be something similar, but in this case to the specific establishment, not for the company policy. Here we have, for example, Meliá Hotels. Meliá International is certified by Biosphere. And here maybe it's important to, because it's a good example. Meliá Hotels have, it's certified as a company, as a Biosphere hotel company, and have like 30 hotels certified with Biosphere Responsible Tourism, but also have some hotels certified with EarthCheck, and other ones that only have an ISO 40001, and another one with EMA, I think. That means that they understood that each different certifications give different values to their hotels. So in their hotels in the Middle East and Asia, they know that EarthCheck is more well known than other certifications, and they have gone to EarthCheck. But in Europe and South America, they are implementing Biosphere because they think that it's more reliable for them to give. And also there are specific hotels from Meliá that have developed their own strategies. So it's not that you have to go only for one and apply it everywhere and in any condition. You have to analyze specifically which one of these certifications fits better with the destination where you are placed, to your market, to your business model, or your capability to face the requirements of this certification. Also, there is a Mexican hotel company called Hotel City that have decided that they are building, they said that they are building one hotel every 2 months. They are with a huge growing at this moment in Mexico. They are building hotels at the entrances or the access of the main cities, like these road hotels for people who are traveling. They're built very fast and very equal, very similar model of hotels. And they have decided to certify all their hotels and to be certified them as Biosphere company. And this is another thing that shows that there is people who is starting to recognize certified certifying bodies or certifications. We have seen that Travelocity, Sabre, Transator, TUI, as big operators, already recognize Biosphere and other certifications, but also other important players of the industry are starting to have to make lists and recognize specifically some of these certifications. Okay. Do you have any question for this blog? At the end, we will have more time for questions because, and now we are going to the second block. At this moment, we have been talking about tourist management certifications, but there is another area that is growing strongly in the last years, not only for the tourist sector in all the building sectors, but it's the one regarding to sustainable building. And here again we have standards, international standards that recognize these standards. In this case there is not such a big dispersion of or heterogeneity of different certifications. In fact, here we can talk about the two peaks that are the most recognized, and then of course there are more, much more than those, but it's easier to find the leaders here in the sustainable building certification. It's easier to find the leaders. The interesting or the yes or the benefits or what people is looking for with sustainable building certification is the same that we have seen before for the dream sector. So I won't repeat it. But in this case, now we're going to talk for LEED and BREEAM, but also there are some that maybe you know, the DGNB from Germany, that it's have a lot of reputation. It seems very serious, but it's just now it's starting to become international. The French HQE, the Haute Qualité Environnementale, and the Verde, the Spanish one, that is not very successful at this moment, and also far out from Europe, the CASBI from Japan and the Green Star from Australia. Almost every country have its one or two certifications of sustainable building countries. But in this sustainable building certification. But in this case, it already started what it's supposed that it's going to happen in the tree sector, that everyone is moving to the big one. What's happening in the in this case specifically for the hotel or hospitality industry in this area? For example, we have here some numbers. In the USA, that is where we have more more information. They are very good for all these things with about marketing and studies, so they have a lot of reports. We see that the number of hotels that have sustainable building certification or some environmental policies have grown from the 28% in 2011 to, well, it has doubled in last year. So there is a very important growing, and they expect it to grow an additional 20% by 2015. So it's a continuous growing that has to be with the, probably with the last point. Yes, probably have to be with this, that the hotel owners and investors are starting to consider this before to buy, develop, or rent a hotel. One of the questions that they ask is, okay, how is the energy performance of this hotel? How is the water performance of this hotel? Do you have any certification? Most of them ask for a LEED or a BREEAM. So that's why the investments are starting to develop these certifications. Even some companies have to make the decision between have a tourist management certification or a sustainable building certification as a marketing strategy or to be positioned in the market. And some of them opt for a sustainable building certification instead of a general tourist management certification, that one the one is looking for. And we see that when they ask to the hotel owners, in USA, almost everyone, to the 75%, say they have plans to develop this kind of strategies, and specifically to implement a sustainable building strategies. And the main motivation to do that is not for because they are ecologists or very conscious about greening. It's for this, because they think that this strategy will help them to have more benefits and reduce the cost of operating of their hotels. So they will have more money at the end. There is a, I think I don't have it, but if you can look for it at the internet, the Intercontinental Hotels Group have a tool specifically for their company to manage sustainability in the hotels they rent. I don't know the name. But they have a very fun video, because to sell this online tool, you will see that there are all the time dollars and euros flying through there. So what that means? It's money. This means more benefit. This means more income. So the industry have very clear that the economic aspect is very important at the time of making this, taking this decision. And what are the motivations of other motivations for the people who decide to go for sustainable building certification? For hotel owners, you see that energy is one is almost the main motivation for everyone, because as I was talking before, it's one of the biggest budgets of expense of a hotel. But then the water consumption and the use of more environmentally friendly products. This probably have to be more in common with the demand than from the operation model. So now we're going to see an example of these certifications. Probably one of the most popular and more well-known certification, that is called LEED. LEED, that means Leadership on Energy and Environmental Design. It's certification created in the United States by the U.S. Global GBC, Global Sustainable Building Council, and it has become very popular. Even there are cities in USA and in Canada that link their legal requirements to the LEED. For example, I think it's the city of Vancouver that they decided that they won't build any public building under the silver level of certification of LEED. So it's very popular and very well known in USA. You see that in North America, for example, there are almost 50,000 buildings certified, but also in Europe there are more than 1,700, and well, they are going in all the world. And they are going all the world by the hand of international companies or multinationals. For example, the American companies, when they go to Europe, they go to Asia, they go with the LEED in their portfolio, and they ask for a LEED certification to all their for all their buildings in worldwide. How does it work? More or less, all the certification works similarly. In this case, is based on requirements, not in processes and registers. There are different levels of certification. There are a list of requirements organized in different areas, and for each requirement you have to show that you have a level of performance, that other ones are requirements that like yes, no, so you apply or not apply, but others are very complex to show that you are okay with the procurement. Depending on the points that you obtain, and you need a minimum number of points for each area, you can have different levels of certification, from the basic to silver, gold, and platinum for the more for the excellent one. And I don't know if you can see, probably the one from the back won't see anything, but they have different rating schemes or rating systems, they say. they have changed it a little bit in the last revision that they have done. So they have one for new buildings, for building design and construction, another one for interiors design and construction, another one for existing building, for operating and maintaining, and the nearest one is for neighborhood development. So for not for buildings, it's for neighborhoods or for like campus or big urban promotions. But the most important thing of the last revision, well, they have in these areas, they have one for new construction, another one for current shell, is for the structure, for commercial interiors. That means that you only are certifying the interior of the building, because this is very common, for example, also in hotels. You rent the building and you can't change something from the structure, or you can change many things of the energy systems or the architecture of the building, but you can redecor or redesign all the interiors. So they also can certify this. But in the last version of this, the LEED rating system, the version 4, the before that they call, they started to develop sectorial supplements. And for first time, they have sectorial supplement for hospitality, specific for hotels. Because this was a lack that all the certification, building certifications had before, that if you try it to certify a hotel, it was a little bit difficult, because it's not a house, it's not an office building, and there were some requirements that didn't fit specifically. So this is the first time that they have a supplement sector for hotel or hospitality. And which are the, which kind of requirements? Here again, it's very global, the number of requirements that you have to face if you want to certify the building. They talk about the place that the where you are setting your building, as well they call sustainable sites, for water efficiency, energy and atmosphere, the emissions to the atmosphere, the kind of materials that you use and how to manage the materials of the building process. This is very important also for hotels in what they call indoor environmental quality. It's about temperature, comfort, lighting, don't use toxic materials or carpets that could make allergies to the people. I don't know you have been, if you have heard before about the ill, I don't know if it's the word in English, the ill building syndrome. It's for people who feel sick where they are inside a building and they don't know exactly why, but it's because a bad environmental quality. About this is something new also from the last version, the awareness and education, and this is something also very important for a hospital, for a hotel. And then there are extra points for innovation and design. So in each one of these areas you have specific requirements, more or less complex, and you get some points in each case. Companies like Marriott, for example, I think they have like 13 hotels certified with LEED, and other single hotels, not from a company. I mean, hotels like this one in Santa Monica are also certified. Even you can visit a hotel here in Sitges that have been certified a few months ago. It's called the Sofia Avenida Palace in Sitges, and they had the platinum level certification, that is the highest one. And the most interesting thing for me is that the owner have faced certification their own. So they have studied all the requirements, they look how to accomplish with all of them. They were rebuilding a hotel from zero, so they could. And this is important, this for buildings and for any kind of certifications. to make something sustainable or responsible, if it's much more expensive than the business as usual, it will depend basically on the moment when you take the decision to face this strategy. If you have the plan and all the project for your new hotel, and then you say, okay, now I want this sustainable, you can spend a lot of money to make it sustainable. But if you say, okay, I'm going to start to design a hotel and I want it to become sustainable, then it don't need to, it doesn't mean to be more expensive. It can be the same cost or even cheaper than a business as usual model. So the sooner you take the decision, the cheaper it will be. And it's applicable for a sustainable building or for a sustainable tourism certification. Okay. Another one that is it's a little bit different, but essentially it's similar, it's BREEAM. This one is interesting because it's the European one. It was created in the UK, but by the United Kingdom Sustainable Building Council. But they have been growing very fast in the last years. And something interesting is that they also have been developing national standards. One of the problems, for example, for LEED, is that LEED is from UK, and all the requirements are based on American standards and American rules or legal requirements. So it's a little bit complicated to translate it to other national realities. And BREEAM have starting to do that. We have the Spanish one from Sweden, Netherlands, Norway, and they also have what they call the international scheme for the rest of the countries. And it's also a very serious and technically complex certification, because it's also based on requirements, but needs to the participation or the implication of experts in different areas to make possible the certification. For example, you need a report signed for a biologist when you are reporting about the sustainable site to show that you are using the property vegetal species, and for gardening you are taking the right strategy. But in this case, they don't have a standard specific for hotels. They have strange things than a certification for data centers, but they don't have for hotels. That doesn't mean that you couldn't certify a hotel. In fact, there are some hotels certified at this moment. Most of them are certified by these other buildings and mixed-use developments, or for communities. That is it's the same of the neighborhood development from BREEAM. And in this case, they work with the staff from PAS, good, very good, excellent, and outstanding. It's very, very similar. For example, we have this hotel in London that it's excellent, that it's almost the best level. And you see that, I don't know if you can see, it's not a new hotel, it's a refurbishment of an old hotel. Okay. I have 15 minutes, and I don't want to pass from the following point. It's just to know that probably this could be a good strategy to be a combined certification from tourist management certification for all the business model, but also certify some buildings with some sustainable building certification. In fact, if you apply for a LEED or for a BREEAM, for example, it's almost done that you will have all the requirements for a sustainable building in the tourist certification schemes. So it's very easy, yeah, almost automatically that you will have this certification in this subject. But at the end, I don't want to skip this this content. Once you, if you decide to implement one of those certifications, you will be wasting your money and your time if you don't know why you are implementing this certification. Of course, there is some kind of moral obligation that could someone could say it's because it's a needing or a requirement for any businessman or any business responsible to manage their business in a responsible manner. But okay, you can do this, but we will be fools if we don't take profit in a marketing way of these strategies. At the end, if we do that, it's because we want people to know that we have done it. And why? Because most of the things that you will apply are not evident or easy to see for the people. Most of the people don't know if this light is more efficient or it's normal efficient. People won't know if you're if you are using certified wood or other materials. If you develop a waste reduction strategy, people won't know that you are changing a material for another one. So you have to communicate it. Why? Because people like to know that. Because people will feel better. People will feel much more comfortable in your hotels, and even you can change it and make it fun, make it part of your offer. For example, you can say people, okay, in my hotel, when you come to my hotel, the experience continue, because here you can taste the local food, here you can listen to local music, here you can know something of the cute cultural heritage of the city where you are. So hotel is part of your holiday, and hotel is part of your experience. For example, I think it's Hilton. They decided to save, to prevent the waste production, and they eliminated the soap and shampoo bottles from the bathrooms. And they put a big bottle with a self, I don't know the name, or two. And they could do that and don't say anything. But what have they done? They said, okay, as I'm saving money with this strategy, and I'm also saving waste, I'm going to invest this money that I have saved to buy a better soap. So now you have Pantene Pro-V in our hotels because we have substituted the single bottles that we were using before. So this changed everything because you are selling a sustainable strategy as an improve of quality of your service. Or for example, I have been talking with hotel owners that they are very, they don't want to put to eliminate the individual marmalade recipients and to put a big recipient to people to take it, because you know people won't understand it, and people they say would say that this is dirty because I'm a 4-star hotel or I'm a 5-star hotel, I can do that. But okay, what happens if you have the individual marmalade recipients, but you have also a big recipient with marmalade made with the orange of the country that you have at 2 kilometers far from your hotel. And you say, okay, here you have organic marmalade made by Mr. X, who lives 2 kilometers far from here. And when you walk out, you will go out of the hotel, you can go and see the orange trees. This changes everything, of course. People prefer that. and they don't care if everyone goes with the spoon to make this, to take this marmalade. So this is very important, that what you do, you have to communicate, and how. We don't have to be moralist, or we don't have to be to want to be the most or the better in ecology, and it's not a very good strategy to try to be the greenest one, because always there is someone who is not, who are not green enough, because always you can be greener. So forget that strategy. Strategy is another one. You have to be persuasive, so explain well and why you are doing that and what that means regarding to the better quality or the better service for your clients. So be smart, explain it in a different way. Don't try to use the typical strategies. Be social, so use the social media, the social communities to make it known to all your clients, because you need to communicate it to before the people come, when the people is at your hotel, and after people leave your hotel. And be reliable. If you say something, people have to contrast and need to see that that's true. And what and why we are going to do that. So for this, because people want to feel better when they are on holidays. Also to change the thinking of people and change the thinking of the demand for this, for extra. So you are offering something extra that the other ones don't have. So you have to communicate it. And the end, of course, to get more customers. Maybe it's a little bit more customers, but if we say to any hotel director that with some strategy they will have a 3 or 5% more of clients, I'm sure that most of these hotel directors will develop that strategy. So this is what happened when in a list of hotels you put an identification to see, okay, all of these hotels have the same price, but those have sustainability or responsible tourism strategies. So what studies are showing is that the number of clicks to see the offer of these hotels increasing at 3 or 5%. At the end, it depends, of course, on the quality of the service and the price, etc. Because at the end, is the price the one of the most important decision makers. But people is going, prefers to see these hotels. Well, I think that's all for my part, and now you have questions or you want to debate some of these considerations. If you are not agree with something that I have told, so we have now some minutes to talk about this. Thank you very much. It can't be an eco label, because it then becomes a legal requirement. But what some governments make is to promote some eco labels and to recognize officially an eco label as the national standard. For example, the government of Colombia have their national ecolabel that is very specific and simple. And what they done is that they decided that as their ecolabel is not GSTC, Global Sustainable Trees Council, recognizable or approvable, they recognized the biosphere responsible tourism as an equivalent or equal certification. Then if you have the biosphere responsible tourism, automatically you have the also the national certification. But of course, a lot of government, regional and local governments are becoming more sensible to all this aspect. But, and because there is a, the communities are more sensible to this. They say, okay, we want economical development, but not at any price. Not at any price. What is going to stay here? How many people could work here? And we want to have something to say in the manner it's going to be developed. Yeah, there is a legal procedure to have the environmental assessment of almost any project, not just for a building, also for a road or a railroad. And this is a legal procedure that, but that usually stops at when the private operation starts. And so this, what this assessment look for is that, okay, when during the working during the workings or the building stage, you have to take care of all these aspects, and you have to respect all these legal requirements. The certifications used to go farther to this, so depending on the country, for example, it can change. Not all the countries or developing countries have the same requirements. And that's why, for example, I was saying before that all the American countries, when they go to another country, they say, okay, my headquarters in China have to be lit. I don't care your regulations or your rules. I know that all my buildings will have the same standards and the same quality, and I choose this lead standard. Something that, again, is a legal requirement. So this is not a recognition that you are doing things better than other one. That means that you are doing things proper. So it's not any kind of difference. You knew this, for example, this sustainable building certifications or some of the ones that I mean. So this is an example of what we are saying. It happens the same with sustainable management green certifications. Probably what we need is a better knowledge of these tools to recognize and to do things better. And of course, the important thing at the end is not to have the label. The important thing is how you communicate and you take profit of these requirements. And in fact, you could do things better, or you could be the best one without the certification. The certifications have the able you to be sure that you are doing things in the right way, because of course not all business managers are sustainable experts. And what they say, they have to, okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm doing it the best way, and this is the right way to do this. If you have these doubts, a certification process is a good solution, because you have a standard that you know that there is a third party or second party that have thought how to do this, and another one who review that everything is okay. But it's not an obligation. You have a certification if you want to show that you are doing things very well. That's why, for example, a lot of big companies, what they do is that to develop their own standard. That's why intercontinental hotels, what they have done is take the standard from LEED for Sustainable Building Council, for Sustainable Building Certification, and then other standards that they have decided. And they develop their own standard, it's not a certification, of environmental quality. But it's you that say that this is being done in the well way. Sustainable tourism is the one who try to be sustainable itself. That means that my hotel consumes very few energy, my hotel consumes very few water, and my hotel don't produce a lot of waste. But I don't care where this energy comes from, I don't care where my waste go, or I don't care what happens in the place where I am. Sustainable tourism, responsible tourism, is more applicable to destinations, because when you define the model of management of a destination or how to operate in a destination, then it's when it's more obvious that you have to take in consideration social responsibility strategies. Because, for example, you can. One example that I found very interesting about a hotel in, I don't remember the country, some country in Asia, who decided to put recycling containers in all the rooms of the hotel. They could decide to bring these containers from Europe, standard plastic containers, or what they don't. They went to the people from the village where they are placed. They were to the workshops and the artisans, como digo? Yes, to the craft, well, to the craft works and the, yes. And they asked them if they could design a specific recycling container for them. So they were giving work to the people from the village instead of buying it in another part of the country. And this was very successful because these people make such beautiful containers that now the hotel is selling these containers to the clients, because they have it so interesting and so beautiful that everyone does, oh, this is very beautiful, I want it, where I can buy one of these containers. So this is the difference between sustainable and responsible. You have any other question? Here you have my email, so I'm available for anything, and I hope everything was interesting for you, and my English was not so bad. You understand almost the half of things that I said. So thank you very much, and good luck.